We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. I appreciate you checking in.
Oh, right on.
I can't believe it's been I can't believe it's been 20 years since the self-titled album there.
Crazy. It's definitely been a roller coaster of a ride, but what a pleasure to still be able to be doing music and people, you know, still digging it, man. It's an awesome feeling.
Yeah, I mean, well, the band's been, you guys have been going for more than 20 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's amazing in itself, because, you know, bands, you know, they're like marriages now. The average is maybe 5 years, you know, but it's amazing you guys have been able to do it and do it your way. And I just can't believe it's been 20 years. It seems like, now that year that album came out, did you guys do Ozfest? Was that the 97?
Yeah, I think we did the 98. Yeah, Ozfest.
That's it.
We came out. Yeah, you remember that.
Oh, my God. That was the one with Tool and Motorhead and Soulfly,
yeah,
and Cold Chamber. I was in Virginia at the time, and I saw it there. Wow. It was in Manassas, and I never heard of you guys ever. Totally didn't know who you guys were, and you guys came out, and I was like, who the fuck are these guys? Holy
awesome,
shit.
What a good time in our lives, man. We had a beautiful time. That was they took care of us on that, man. That was the start of it all, man, us being on that Ozfest and just being around Ozzy and seeing him and Sharon and just that whole excitement back then. It was a pleasure to be a part of.
You guys, you have any fond or maybe not so fond memories of that Ozfest? Any kind of pranks that you guys?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, you know, Limp Bizkit had the big toilet.
Yes, yeah.
And Lynn from Snot, I remember, did he come out of it naked or something weird? He had a chick with him at some point, and the crowd went nuts, and course security went crazy, and I remember him running through the backstage butt naked getting chased by security. I mean, it was always something funny going on, but I do definitely remember that. Rest his soul, Lynn Straight from Snot. But every day was a good experience. You think we were so young, it was just amazing for us to be able to see Maynard from Tool every day. I was like, oh my god, there he is again, you know. So, and just to hang out with everyone, and Lemmy at the time was a buddy of mine too, so it was really cool to be around amongst people that I admired so much in the industry and to become friends with them. And, you know, it was just a great time.
Now that you guys became friends with Ozzy too, and he took you out on tour after that.
Oh yeah. Ozzy took Seven Dust. It was just Seven Dust and Ozzy in Australia.
Oh,
and that was an
nice,
incredible tour for us. That was crazy just to be on a plane with just us and Ozzy Osbourne and his family. So yeah, that was a good time.
That's amazing. That's great. And so you guys are going to be over at the Palladium in Worcester June 25th. You're playing.
Can't wait to get to Worcester.
I know, Worcester, man. And that's a great room, the Palladium. Always a good time in there. And so it's been 20 years since the self-titled. You're going to play the album all the way through.
Right.
Is there anything, like when you guys said you're going to do this, I imagine there were rehearsals. You did that hometown, that special hometown show. Are there any like discoveries now in that music? I know you've been playing the material through the years, but playing it all the way through, did you discover anything new about doing it, or maybe there's things that you're singing differently or something? Because I would imagine over 20 years, you've changed as a person a little bit.
Oh, that's a good question. No one's ever asked that question before. You know, some of the songs you're like, dang, did we really write that?
Yeah.
And what were we thinking about? But it was so fun to go back and do all those songs. And even like after we did that show in Atlanta, we hadn't played those songs again in its entirety. So this is a very special run that we're doing. And for me, man, it was so cool to actually jam a song that we haven't played in 19 years.
Yeah.
You know, and the nostalgia is great. The energy was cool. And to go back in Atlanta and see some of the faces that you haven't seen for that many years, but then also to see the faces that have grown up with us over the 20 years. Now you got cats coming out, and they're bringing their whole families out that are my age. You know, and so we have kids, too. And now it's to the point to where the kids that they brought out the last time we saw them, now those kids have kids, and they're grandparents.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a cool thing, man. It's a cool thing to be a part of.
Well, I recently saw you guys a couple weeks ago, I think it was. You were on Instagram Live in Guam.
Oh, no, it was Okinawa.
Okinawa, that's it. Okay, I knew it was one of the Pacific Islands out there. And I was like, oh, my God, they're out in Okinawa. Yeah. And I guess the gig was canceled that night, but you guys were jamming in your hotel room, and it was just cool to see the interaction between you guys and everybody laughing, having a good time with the music. And what is the secret of staying together? I know it's different for every band, but 20 years or more than 20 years is a long time. Because to me, a band is like a marriage. You know, you give and take and stuff, you know.
We're a marriage and we're brothers. And when we started this, I guess 20-something years ago, I think we owe it to each other that this is something that we never thought would grow to the point that it's grown. And it's we love it. But, you know, I think you just have to – I mean, don't get me wrong. Some days we don't like each other and we get mad at each other like brothers and like husbands and wives. But it's we love each other. And when we get in that room together and we write music, it makes us feel like those kids again, man. That's just the magic. It's still a magical thing. And then after the studio, the excitement about getting on the road and in support of the album, it's still very exciting to us and to be able to do the shows and do festivals because you know so many of our friends in the past, you see a band come out and 1 year they're good, they have a single, they might do real well with it, and then what the hell happened to them? They're gone. You never see them again. So for us to still be around, it really means the world to us, and it's something that I feel like we can't let people down at this point, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And did you ever think you'd be playing in Okinawa in those 20 years?
Well, you know, we've been trying to get to Japan for a while, but I didn't think we would ever be, you know, in Okinawa at Camp Swab on a Marine base jamming. And it was crazy. They opened it up to the Japanese public and everyone showed up and it was a beautiful day. And we ended up flying out the next day. So we were really in the air longer than we were in Japan.
Yeah, that's a long ass flight.
Yeah, but it was, man, what a great time. And to also to get over there and to see people from the States that know you, you know. And like, I had a kid that was at sound check at 9:30 in the morning from Kansas, where I live now. And I know his mother, and I met him, you know, when he was younger, before he was a Marine. And he's there at sound check, like, oh my God, hey, Mr. LJ. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up?
That's great. That probably means a lot.
Yeah, he's like, my bags are right behind the stage right there. How you doing, sir? And so, you know, stuff like that. And then one kid came up to me, and he was about to be, deployed the next day, so he couldn't believe he was seeing us. So
to have that little bit of home, you know, and that's probably just great comfort to those guys all the way over in Okinawa from, you know, all over the States. And that's awesome, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I hung out with a cat, had lunch with him, a couple of Marines, and this guy hadn't been home for 2 years, so, you know, it was really cool to give them that, you know, piece of home. You know, and that's the least that we can do for those cats, you know, taking care of what they do for us.
What's probably the most exotic place you guys have made it to so far?
You mean exotic?
Like just a really out-of-the-way place. Like, Okinawa's really out of the way.
Okinawa's out of the way. You know where I think is beautiful, where I love, and I don't know, Austria.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I think that place, I don't know, it was so picturesque to me. It was, you know, like the farmland we played. I hate that I can't remember the name of this venue. I have a poster somewhere. But it was in the middle of these waterfalls in Austria. And if you walk down the, I don't even know if you want to call it a street, but a road, you ended up at the Rolls-Royce Museum of cars. And, man, this place was, I just remember walking down and going through these waterfalls. And the way the land is there, the hills, the cows are like kind of leaning on these hills. It's just so, I don't know, it's the weirdest thing. And I'm looking at these cows and they're looking at me and it's just so pretty. And I remember this old lady coming out and she's banging her carpets with the broom. And it was like, man, this is the old country right here, man. Yeah. You know, just that for me, that's a beautiful place. Austria, let's see. There's been so many places, man. You know, of course, we just recently, played in Turks and Caicos. That was...
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, well, we didn't play. We were on Shiprock, so we went to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, okay. That's still pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You know, that kind of stuff is cool, man. But it's so many places. I could sit here all day long and name you places that I thought was, incredible and beautiful for us to see and to be a part of. I love going to Amsterdam, of course. That's right up my alley right there.
That's a fun city, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, it's really cool. But, I wish we, I can't wait for us to maybe this next year when everything gets rolling again to get back overseas and get to Rockin' Ring and Rockin' Park and play those big festivals over in Germany and stuff too. And just all over, man, and here in the California, everywhere, man. Boston. I mean,
yeah, we need you guys back up here. Well, you're going to be up here at the Palladium, Worcester, on 25th.
We love the Palladium, man. We've grown up playing the Palladium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen you guys a bunch of times. Actually, the first time I've met you a few times, over the years here. And then the first time I met you, though, it was my first week working here. And you guys were recording home at Longview Farms.
At Longview Farms. Oh, my God, what a great experience that was, man.
And I remember walking in. I just started here, so I was doing the overnights after Mistress Carrie, who was on at night, the purple hair bitch of Boston. You remember her.
Of course I do. How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing great, man. Yeah, she's on during the day now. She's moving up. She's a music director and everything. So
I'll tell her I said hello.
I will. And then I remember walking in and going, oh, my God, Seven Dust is here. And there was a huge bottle of Jack Daniels sitting on the control board and empty and full beer cans all over the place and other contraband material, I guess I should say at this point, all over the place.
Oh, man, we were burning it down.
Yes, you were. I walked in there going, I think I'm really going to like this job. This is going to be awesome.
Man, what a great studio. And to be able to ride horses when we had time. Well, I'm the horse rider. So,
right.
So we had Chino. I got to tell a quick story. I don't know
if
a lot of people know.
Yeah.
So Chino from the Deftones came out and did Bender, the song, with me and with us and everything. What a great experience that was. And he was able to ride one of the white horses at the studio. And I remember that like it was yesterday. We have a picture on him. And I wonder, I have to still ask him to this day, does that have anything to do with the pony, White Pony, whatever that album they have?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You remember? So
yeah.
I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
Wow.
I don't think you normally see him riding a horse back then.
No, it was usually that's, wow, I never, right, White Pony.
That's just a good question to ask him.
Yeah. Oh, next time I talk to him, I'm going to have to ask about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, we had a great time. They had the in-house chef there. That was fun. What is it? The house, they said, was haunted, so.
Yeah,
it was
always
a little weird to go over there, but it was always so much fun and to stay in those little cabins. And man, what a good time!
So, you guys have been doing this for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Can you remember or describe a moment where you were like, "This is just magic. This is like the best life I'm ever living right now"? Can you remember a time like that while you were playing with the band?
Woodstock 99.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I say that, it's so funny. I'm in my garage, and I keep a couple of my bikes and one of my hot rods out here. But on the walls, I have all of the different passes from across the years. Like, I'm looking right now, and I see Slipknot. I see, Shinedown, Buck Cherry. Let's see, Music is a Weapon Tour.
Wow.
Europe 2011, Disturbed. Stone Sour, Coheed Cambria with 36 Crazy Fists. I see Freakers Ball 2010. Yes, man. So, yeah, it's all kind of crazy stuff. But, yeah, Woodstock 99. I have a Woodstock 99. Where is it at? Let me see. Woodstock 99. For us, that was incredible, man. There it is right there. I got it. Right, I see it right here. Woodstock 99, Artists All Access. Sunday, July 25th, Rome, New York.
What was it? Was it just the massive amount of people? And
massive amount of people. Me getting to hang out with Willie Nelson on his tour bus.
Oh, man. I've heard some stories that if you step onto Willie's bus, you walk off a completely different person.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. And what an incredible experience to be a part of that, too, man.
Yeah.
that whole day, and I remember the kids running across the hill. You could hear that artist, the beautiful young lady Jules, singing, and she was yodeling across the hill. And I remember us ripping that guitar open to the first Guitar to Black, and hundreds of kids ran across the top of that hill, man. It was amazing for us to be a part of it. So, yeah, that was one of the days. We have so many other ones like that, too.
But that's the first that came to mind. So
yeah, that was the first. Yeah,
that's awesome. So now you guys are going to play a few dates. You're going to play the self-titled album in its entirety. Like I said, 25th at the Palladium, and then you guys are going to hit the studio.
Yeah, we've actually been kind of writing back and forth. Everyone has a little studio set up at their house, and we've been kind of writing songs and throwing ideas back and forth. We're not really in a rush, but yeah, after this we'll. Actually, a few of us will go back to Atlanta together to do a writing session. So we're just kind of breaking it up right now and filling it out and seeing how we feel. And Clint's been out filling in with Seether.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We all knew that we were taking this time off anyway. So it's been good to be able to be home and be dads and do my thing. And I was actually in the daddy-daughter dance.
Nice.
It wasn't the daddy daughter dance like when you take her to the school. It was with her dance team.
Oh.
And I had to learn the moves, and I hurt my back several times.
Oh boy.
I was more nervous. I had anxiety. You would thought we were performing in front of. Well, you know that I was more nervous than I've ever been performing in front of people on stage with the band. How about that?
Yes, I can understand, man. You're with your daughter. You know,
yeah,
you
with my daughter, and I'm like, look at all these moms out here judging me right now.
That's right.
Sorry, I can't drop it like it's hot like these little girls can.
That's awesome.
My back.
That's awesome. And so I think about 20 years now. Like you were just saying, okay, well we all have little studios. We all we're all writing in different parts of the country. But back 20 years ago, it's just amazing how that kind of thing has changed. How like a band could record a whole album like in their living room or in a garage. And just, you know, just put it out themselves now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's crazy, man. I'm old school, man. I still call stuff Atari, you know, jokingly. But we had to grow with the times, and definitely social media and this world has definitely changed the way that we do everything. I mean, it's pretty crazy. The days of doing an album and touring it and touring it for a while or so, you know, you don't get to see that very much anymore because the way that, like you said, the way you can do an album, I mean, I could sit here in my house right now, we could do a whole album and everybody be in a different place and then pull it together and have somebody mix it and not even see each other. You know?
Yeah, that's not fun, though. I mean,
that's not fun
at
all.
That chemistry,
you know,
yeah.
We love to get together, and that's where we do our best work, when we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
And when Seven Dust, when we get back in the studio again, we'll do it. We do from 12 noon to 12 midnight, Monday through Saturday. And we take Sunday off and then get right back in on Monday.
Well, I'm looking forward to the new stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing the self-titled album played all the way through.
Right on. We're going to have a good time. We look forward to getting to Boston, man. And thank you for taking the time. This is really cool, and I look forward to seeing everyone.
All right. Well, LJ, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. We'll see you at the Palladium June 25th.
Right on, brother. Y'all take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.